Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and today I'm with Jerry Peretzman.
Good morning.
And actually, Stephanie just did a wonderful job. Stephanie Moran, who is a PI nurse from North Shore LIJ. And again, it's a service that Project Independence offers the seniors of the town of North Hempstead in their initiative to help people age in home, age in place. And everybody wants to. And when you have something like Project Independence, which is so unique, not in, in New York, but in the country, it really it behooves everybody to call 311, become a member, get on the mailing list. The Pioneer is coming out in about a month, I think, or a couple of weeks. A huge conference is coming September 30th with 100 exhibitors in the Yes We Can Center. There's just so much.
And I'll add, John,
that, Jerry.
That membership is free. There's no charge for being a member of Project Independence.
Right. And I also, what does it do? It keeps you young. What you added
Absolutely.
This morning
young in heart,
was,
young in spirit.
And that's so great having a co-host, because you added that. That was the most important thing that we've heard this morning. Okay. It's keeping you young, and that's what we want to do for our seniors. Our next segment, we're going to be talking with Vincent Benevenia in reference to, it's an interesting situation, recovering money that has been taken from you fraudulently. And if you think you have a situation there where that's required. Hello, Vincent.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vincent. Nice having you here today.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Tell me a little bit about what you're doing and how you got into it.
Sure. Well, I'm Vincent Benevenia, the CEO and founder of the Investor Recovery Group. We specialize in helping investors that have lost money in the stock market while dealing with a rogue full-service broker, help them get their money back. I have personally worked on and off of Wall Street for the past 16 years as a financial advisor. About a year ago, I switched gears and focused all my time and energy to helping abused investors with the Investor Recovery Group. Through my 16 years as a financial advisor, I've seen and heard countless horror stories of investors losing huge portions of their net worth, hurting their families' financial well-being, and this is mostly due to negligence, misconduct, and fraud on the part of their own broker or brokerage firm.
Okay. In a situation like that, first of all, when would a person think that occurred? I mean, stocks go up and down. So not everyone, you know, you decide with your broker that you're buying XYZ. It goes down. Sometimes that's just...
Absolutely. The financial markets can move up and down every single day, and investors could lose money in the blink of an eye. Just losing money is not a good reason to sue or have a claim. But should you have taken those risks in the first place? Did your financial consultant or your brokerage firm properly explain the possible implications involved? In fact, there are hundreds of thousands of investors around the globe that were not properly handled. We like to take a look at any account that has lost money and see if there was any financial abuse, because, going from an unorthodox way with the broker to, to overcharging commissions to, there's countless numbers of things that brokers do. And a lot of the victims don't even know that they're victims until they have someone take a look and see, well, wait, you know what? You shouldn't have been in this situation to begin with. Yeah, you lost money, but you shouldn't have lost either this amount of money, or you shouldn't have been involved in this area of the market to begin with.
Jerry, you want to say something?
Vincent, you're not talking about class actions against companies, or are you? Or again, you're really talking about brokers, in effect, doing the wrong thing, so to speak.
You know what? That's a great question, Jerry, because we do have attorneys in our attorney network that will set our clients up with to go after a class action lawsuit. That is one of the ways that we help our clients recoup their assets.
Could you tell people what class action means?
Sure. If there's a situation where, let's say there's a company that you were invested in, XYZ Corporation, that something fraudulent went on and something happened outside of the broker's knowledge or really anyone's knowledge, there was wrongdoing, some attorneys will actually group together a lot of the investors, or as many investors that were that were taken advantage of in that situation and go after that specific case or that specific company that they were invested in as a class action lawsuit. It happens not so often, but when it does happen, it's actually a pretty big thing, and that's something that through the attorney network, we have a lot of attorneys that we deal with. They have their grip on that, so that's something that we would definitely look for. But
that's the initiation of one.
Yes.
Otherwise, like Jerry, the class action lawsuits, when you get a notice,
that's after the fact,
right,
to speak. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, some of the attorneys that we deal with, like I said, will be either putting together a class action lawsuit or, as you mentioned, already having one go on where they're adding our clients to.
Right.
But that's not the only angle we're looking for. We're looking for people that have lost money, especially a lot of senior citizens get taken advantage of often by being easy to for a bad broker to take advantage of. And I'm not just talking about commissions. I mean, there's stuff that goes beyond a 15 half hour talk show to get into. I mean, we go into looking to see and identify if you have a situation that could be rectified, because like we said, just losing money is not a good reason to have any recourse. So we'll identify if there was a problem. We actually have some consultants on our staff that are industry leaders that even worked for FINRA. FINRA is the governing body of the basically like the police of the investment world, right, as I like to put it. And if there is some rules or guidelines, that if there were rules or guidelines that were broken or are still being broken, that's when we'll step in and say, hey, you know what, you do have a leg to stand on. Let us help you recoup those assets.
So now, one of the things you would look for, let's say, is someone putting an older person into stocks that are not appropriate for someone like that. Where the payoff might be 20 years into the future and the person's already 85 or 90 years old.
Exactly. So. That's exactly the situation. And a lot of people at that age, or really at any age, don't have the knowledge or wherewithal. They're relying on that broker to have the knowledge and wherewithal. If everyone had that knowledge, they'd all be investment advisors.
Right.
You know, so I, as a financial advisor for a long time, have seen and heard countless stories of people taken advantage of. And, you know, enough is enough. That's why I took a step back into creating the Investor Recovery Group.
The thing is, too, which is most important, and people listening this morning, you need, when you're doing financial work, to have a referral, to have a trusted person. In the seminars we do, and Jerry was at it this week, you have to ask a friend. You have to share with somebody. Say, you know, this guy or this girl is recommending something. Whatever it happens to be. Does that make sense? And Jerry might say, well, do you need income or do you want growth? Right. I need income. Well, this doesn't pay a dividend. So somebody like Jerry would be sitting at the table and saying, but why are you doing it for?
That's right. Yeah.
And so you can't be afraid to ask before you get in a situation where you're going to need someone like a Vincent. You turn around and say,
but I think you have another situation where you work with a broker and you tell him to do something and he doesn't do it.
Okay.
In other words, you say, take the past week with Apple, for example. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, you're pressing and said, sell out my Apple position. He never does it, or she never does it.
Mm-hmm.
Then
right.
You have a week of losses, and you call them up, the market wasn't appropriate, or some kind of cock and bull story,
right,
and maybe you have an action against them.
That is exactly right. That happens very often, actually.
Yeah.
That's negligence, and that
it's not malfeasance. Just doesn't do it.
Right. Whether it's an honest error on the broker's part or it's on purpose, that should not be your financial problem.
You shouldn't take the hit.
Right.
Of course not. But the first step, though, to that, even before you get to some, is one, you bring it up to the broker. And you say, I told you last week to sell it. I haven't gotten the confirmation.
Yeah.
And if you don't get the answer, then you say, I want to talk to your manager.
That's right.
Because it happens. People, you know, you got another phone call after your phone call, and then his day moved on, and you weren't taken care of the way you should have been.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. And then, you know, it's only when that person, then you go to the manager, and the manager says, listen, I have no interest.
Yeah, and the you have to realize, like in all situations, broker's not doing you a favor. You're the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for the service. And if you don't get the service, you, Vin, can help recover what was lost.
That's exactly right. A lot of the problems and situations that I see aren't as obvious as this example, where you're saying, you know, hey, you know, Mr. Broker, I told you to sell Apple last week. Now it's down even more, and I don't deserve to have to take that difference in the loss. That's a pretty obvious one. And as John mentioned, you should ask the broker and then ask to talk to a manager and try to rectify the problem right then and there. But a lot of these a lot of the problems that we look to help aren't as obvious, and they're also built over time, over years as well. And you know, there's so many. That's why I recommend for anyone that has lost money or is really just even broke even over the past 7 years to give the Investor Recovery Group a call, so that we'll be able to take a look and see if you have a case. And that's completely free. We don't have any fees or anything like that on something like that. If we believe that you do, then at that point we'll go further and link your case and help you build your case with recouping and recovering as much as possible.
Yeah, and your fees are based on the recovery.
That's exactly right.
In other words, you don't recover, there's no fee.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Jerry,
out of pocket expenses and stuff like that, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And with Project Independence, and anyone listening today or that has dealt with Project Independence, our portion of that is 25%, which is much lower than attorneys. And with that, we're able also to link your case with an attorney for the same fee. So if you have a case that can't be rectified and has to go to a full arbitration, which we try to avoid that. We try to look for a negotiation or a settlement. At that point, we'll look to link you up with one of our top attorneys in our network of attorneys.
Okay, we're going to have to go immediately into a break. This is wonderful information, Vincent, sharing. Listening to 88.1 FM, Project Independence, and you. We'll be right back.